Imagine waking up every morning actually looking forward to your workday. For most people, this feels like fantasy. 85% of employees worldwide are disengaged, showing up physically while mentally checked out. This crisis costs the American economy $350 billion yearly and takes a devastating toll on well-being, with disengaged workers experiencing more accidents, errors, sick days, and mental health issues. We've entered what economists call the fourth industrial revolution, where technology is transforming not just how we work, but why we work at all. The traditional career ladder has collapsed. The average person now navigates 5 different careers in a lifetime. We've replaced religion with work in our search for meaning, yet most workplaces remain stuck in outdated management models. Frederick Taylor's Scientific Management and Henry Ford's Assembly Lines treated humans as interchangeable parts in a machine. Despite technological advances, economist John Maynard Keynes's prediction of 15-hour work weeks never materialized. Not because we couldn't produce enough, but because our identities became so deeply intertwined with our work. Today's most fulfilled professionals aren't climbing ladders, but crafting unique paths. They're what Jonas Altman calls shapers, people who design work that matters rather than accepting work as it's given. They understand that meaning, unlike happiness, persists through time. While happiness fluctuates with circumstances, meaning emerges from what we choose to pay attention to and how we contribute to something larger than ourselves. What would happen if you approached your work not as a series of tasks to complete, but as an expression of your unique gifts? How might your relationship with Monday mornings transform? Historically, work meant grueling physical labor with minimal personal expression. The Industrial Revolution introduced Taylor's Scientific Management and Ford's Assembly Line, prioritizing efficiency above all. While this era birthed the 8-hour workday, Keynes' prediction of 15-hour work weeks never materialized. He failed to anticipate how deeply work would shape our identities. The 1970s microchip revolution and 1980s globalization freed work from geographic constraints. Knowledge workers became vital assets, transforming how companies viewed human capital. Today, work transcends mere task completion. We seek meaningful engagement that challenges our abilities and aligns with our values. Consider two workers, one who sees their job as a checklist of tasks, watching the clock, another who approaches it as a craft to master, losing themselves in the work not from obligation but passion. Happiness is fleeting, like an ice cream cone that quickly melts away. Meaning, however, persists through time. It's nuanced and subjective, emerging from what we choose to focus on. In the secular West, we've replaced religious purpose with professional purpose, fundamentally changing how we view our work lives. True shapers infuse their authentic selves into their work, understanding that meaning often emerges organically when we immerse ourselves in something bigger than our egos. They start with their why, then determine the how, connecting to a larger purpose. In meaningful work, time warps and we become fully present. A spreadsheet becomes a pathway to providing clean water. Code becomes a bridge connecting isolated elderly with family. What if you approached your work not as mere tasks, but as an expression of your unique gifts? How might viewing work as a vehicle for meaning, rather than just income, transform your relationship with Monday mornings? People aren't resources to be managed, but humans to be challenged and inspired. Progressive talent managers function as culture brokers who sell company DNA rather than just jobs. Forward-thinking companies seek candidates eager to create and develop skills in undefined categories. Companies like Zappos offer $2,000 to new hires to quit after the first week if they're not a good fit, a practice that strengthens culture and saves money long-term. Southwest Airlines built its spirited culture before expanding, knowing values must precede growth. As lifetime loyalty disappears, progressive companies embrace flexibility, allowing people to design their work approach. The most effective organizations enable autonomy, consider cultural nuances, and foster collaboration. This shift represents a fundamental rethinking of the employer-employee relationship. Forward-thinking organizations recognize each person's unique talents and potential, focusing on creating conditions where people can do their best work. While our ancestors viewed work as a sacrifice for moral worth, shapers see work as inherently meaningful. Long-term professional performance stems from powerful inner drive rather than external rewards. Research reveals a counterintuitive truth: having both internal and instrumental motives diminishes performance. A West Point study showed cadets with strong internal motives but weak instrumental ones outperformed those driven by both internal passion and external rewards. When external rewards become too prominent, they can crowd out the intrinsic motivation that fuels sustained excellence. Organizations must address three key systems to foster motivation: control, employee discretion over work conditions; context, recognizing cultural differences; and collaboration, replacing hierarchies with participatory approaches. The most fulfilling work emerges when we're driven by curiosity, purpose, and the desire to make meaningful contributions, not by bonuses or promotions. As work and life blend together, shapers must become more discerning about energy expenditure. French writer François-René de Chateaubriand noted that masters in living make no distinction between work and play. They simply pursue excellence in everything. For today's knowledge workers, the workplace has become abstract. The office lives in our pockets, and what matters is what you do rather than where you do it. The focus shifts from doing things right to doing the right things, directing energy purposefully. Shapers layer work into life like expert Tetris players, moving fluidly between different facets rather than working constantly. With nearly half of U.S. professionals now working independently and the rise of flexible arrangements, this approach has become increasingly common. The danger lies in total work, becoming nothing but a worker, leading to burnout or karoshi, death from overwork. Shapers differ from hustlers by intentionally channeling their working spirit through focused bursts followed by rest and reflection. This approach rejects the false separation of work and life. The question becomes, how might your life change if you focused on blending these domains in ways that energize rather than deplete you? Work is evolving from compliance to autonomy, requiring us to manage our energy and adapt how we work. Self-knowledge enables us to navigate these changes effectively. Success requires setting clear priorities, protecting creative time, releasing limiting beliefs, focusing our attention, maintaining accountability, and showing up authentically. Working smarter demands confronting our limitations and moving beyond self-centered thinking. This shift allows us to reimagine workplaces as environments for growth and learning. This transformation isn't solely about personal fulfillment. It's about creating workplaces that serve human flourishing rather than just economic goals. How we work shapes both our individual and collective identity. The future of work is already unfolding. The question is whether we'll actively shape that change to enhance our humanity. Will you be shaped by the future of work or become a shaper who creates it? The choice and its meaning is yours.